السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa and the receivers, once again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan, his fazl, his kindness, that he gave us the opportunity to sit in a majlis of zikr. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not pleased with a person, then he will not give him the opportunity to take his name again. It is the kindness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that no matter what we may be, but with the barakat of the sincerity of some people that may be in the majlis of zikr, even our weak zikrullah seems to get accepted, and Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to make zikr again. That example that has been given is a very beautiful example, that there was a very poor person living in a village, very poor person living in some village, very far, far away from Baghdad. In those days, travel was not easy. And this person heard that there is drought in Baghdad. And the king there, probably he too is suffering without water. So the gift that he will most appreciate would be water. So he filled up some water in some container and he traveled over a very long distance. Now in the heat of the sun, the long distance, that water stagnant in that little container. So there was nothing but stench in it. But in any case, he carried that water and he came all the way to Baghdad. And he informed the gatekeeper that he has brought a gift for the king, because there's drought, so he has brought a gift from a very distant place. So the king also, appreciating this person's muhabbat and love, that he has come from such a distant place, so he said, let him in. It's an example, but he says, let him in. Now when he comes in, he says that, having heard that there was drought in this land, so in your love and in your muhabbat, from a distant place I traveled and I brought this great gift for you, so that at least you can have some water and survive. So the king said, first of all, take him to the bathroom, let him have a good shower, give him a nice set of clothes. Now when he saw the water in the shower, that itself made him realize that there's something wrong here. But in any case, after that he was given a good set of clothes. And then he said that, take this pot, and not in front of him, without him seeing it, take this and pour it somewhere in the garden. And after that, take another bigger pot and fill it up with gold coins and give it to him. And then on his return, take him past the Euphrates and show him the huge river that is running by, to see how much of water we have here. But don't say anything. So this person was given royal treatment and then he was sent back. Now when he saw the river flowing and there's so much of water there, then he realized that, what did I take and present to the king? But look at the lesson from this example. This is exactly the condition of the ibadat that we present to Allah Ta'ala. It is exactly the condition of our zikrullah. It is exactly the condition of our tilawat of the Quran Sharif. It is exactly the condition of our ibadat, that we are presenting this to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is not even in need of these type of ibadat and zikr and tilawat, in which there is no sincerity or there is no fulfillment of the rights of that ibadat. Allah ta'ala is not in need of it. And it doesn't elevate his position in any way if the entire mankind starts making zikrullah. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, never mind, my servant, he sent something. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts it in accordance with his shan. And then he rewards the person plentiful and abundantly in accordance with his status. It was not worthy of acceptance, it was worthy of being rejected and thrown back at the person's face. But our Allah is Rahim, He is Kareem. He said, never mind, you made that zikrullah in a congregation amongst whom may have been some sincere people. And with the barakat of their zikrullah, I have accepted yours too. Therefore, I am giving you the tawfiq to carry on in taking my mubarak name. How loving Allah Ta'ala is. Otherwise, where our tongues are pure enough to take the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if Allah Ta'ala had to put a price on the taking of his name, none of us would have been able to pay that price. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. Without wuzu you can take his name. Without ghusl also the person can say Allah, Allah. What a loving Allah he is. What a beautiful Allah he is. What a merciful Allah he is. What a generous and kind Allah he is. What a forgiving Allah he is. So therefore it is the tawfiq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have gathered to take his mubarak name, to recite salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as rahmatul lil alameen. So the flavor, the fragrance of majlis of zikr is always different, as I've explained many times. It's not a majlis of waaz and nasihat and long bayans. So we will have one Naat Sharif, which I have recited in some other majlis too of Saqib. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. It is my heartfelt desire that my place of residence should now have been Madina Sharif, and whose heartfelt desire is not to be a resident of Madina Sharif. Any Muslim, any person with the least bit of Iman also, it should be his heart's desire to be in Madina Sharif. They say, Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina watan hota. The beautiful gardens of Madina Sharif, the beautiful chamans of Madina Sharif, that should have been my place of residence, my place of stay, my place of permanent iqamat. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. And in those gardens of Madina Sharif, there should have been a small little garden of mine also. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. How fortunate are those people who within seconds can be at the Roza Mubarak. Within seconds they can be there. Within a few minutes they can be there. Every namaz they can be there. Every Jummah they can be there. Eid ul-Fitr and Eid ul-Adha they can be there. Any part of the day or night that the heart desires to stand in front of the Rauza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and read As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil alameen. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya khataman nabiyyin. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya shafi' al-muznibin. Oh, the one who is going to intercede on behalf of the sinners, any part of the day or night, they can be there. How fortunate those souls are. How lucky they are. We must not look at what sins they indulge in. We don't know which moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive them. They have all the opportunities there of seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I wish, that is what it is, tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. The remaining part of my life should have been spent in Madina Sharif. My days and nights should have been in Madina Sharif. The last breath of my life should be in Madina Sharif. Wahi jeeta wahi marta, to live there and to die there. Wahi goro kafan hota, my ghusl and kafan and burial should have been in Madina Sharif. This is the desire of my heart. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with this. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota. Tamanna hai gulzare madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's system is very, very unique and very strange. No one knows where he is going to die and when he is going to die. People who least expected that they are going to die there in Madina Sharif, somehow Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala conveyed them to Madina Sharif. The the last year also, one sister of ours, elderly sister, from here she arrived, fell sick on the plane, was taken by ambulance to Madina Sharif, reached the hospital, passed away, was buried in Madina Sharif. This year also, arrived at Madina Sharif, one or two days she spent there, another sister of ours, and passed away and is buried in Madina Sharif. But the best and the mouth that was qabil-e rashk, which means that we become desirous, I wish I was in place of this person, was a person who had come from some Arab land, Allah Ta'ala knows where. In his ihram, he comes and he makes the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, performs the salat of Asr, and then on his way to the Safa Marwa to make sa'i, collapses and is gone. What a Mubarak Mukt! In the state of ihram, having performed salat, made tawaf, going for sa'i, and it's obvious that when a person is walking into the Haram Sharif, he is being educated that the first sight on the Kaaba Sharif, the du'as are most accepted. And then whilst he was making tawaf, how much of du'as? At Multazam, we don't know whether he had the opportunity, but he must have made du'as. And everything was indicating purification, and after that the person passes away. What a Mubarak Maut. So we must not look at our conditions. We must make the right effort. We must seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala after making effort. It's not that we just have a tamanna and we go in a different direction and say, but our tamanna is Madina Sharif. For the fulfillment of that tamanna, we have to also go in that direction. Then, in spite of our weaknesses, shortcomings, we desire from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So even if we are not blessed with that, but inshallah we will get the rewards.
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا میسر بالوں پر ہوتے تو اڑ کر میں پہنچ جاتا زہِ قسمت کہ اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا زہِ قسمت کہ اپنا آشیاں ان کا چمن ہوتا
As if, oh Allah, if I had wings, I would have flown over to Madina Sharif. Because it's not possible for every person to buy ticket and go and get visas and passports and spend so much of money for accommodation and all those things to reach there. So many awliya-e kiram from different parts of the world, their tamanna was to be there. So they said, if we had wings, Ya Allah, we too should have flown. And reached the roza of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam to present our salat and salam. As Hazrat Sayyid Ahmad Rifai Ramatullah alayhi said, fi halatil bu'di ruhi kuntu ursilwa. When I was far away, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I used to send my soul to come and make salam to you. And now I am here in body, in person. Extend your Mubarak hand so that I may shake your Mubarak hands. That time there was no gate around there, nothing. People could go right up to the Roza Mubarak. 90,000 people are witnesses to the fact that Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hand emerged. He kissed the Mubarak hand. So many fell down unconscious. So he said, if I had wings, I would have done this. And truly, when I look at those birds making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. I have mentioned this before too, but I can't help repeat every time that we watch those birds. I say to those birds, oh you birds of the haram, how fortunate you are, how lucky you are. You have a bird's eye view of the Kaaba Sharif. You have a bird's eye view of the million people that make salat. You listen to the azan of the Haram Sharif. You watch the musallis go into ruku in sajda, raise their hands and make dua before Allah. You go round and round the Kaaba Sharif. You drink the water of Zamzam. And then when your time for departure has come, then in the land of Makkatul Mukarramah, somewhere you pass away. No hisab kitab, no accountability, nothing. How I wish I were you, oh beautiful little birds. So he says, Wahimat, if I had wings, then I would have flown over to Medina Sharif. And how I wish that my nest was in one of those gardens of Medina Sharif. I wish I was that bird that could fly at any time in the direction of Medina Sharif. And how I wish that my nest was one of the gardens, was in one of the gardens of Medina Sharif. Zahe qismat ke apna aashiyan bhi unka chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Namazon mein unhi ke dar pe main karta jabhi saai. Namazon mein unhi ke dar pe main karta jabhi saai. Tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. Tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. Then I could have made my namazes in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I could have put my head, my forehead in sajda in that masjid where the sawab is multiplied by 50,000 times. Then I could have been in the garden of Jannat, Riyazul Jannah, where all around me people are reciting the Quran Sharif in such sweet, melodious, humming sounds. Ya Allah, if I had wings, I would have been there. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Wahan ke gulshanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Muqaddar se rasai unke dar tak kaash ho jati. Muqaddar se rasai unke dar tak kaash ho jati. Mata'e jaan nisare rauzae shahe zaman hota. If only I could reach the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I would have poured out my heart there. I would have sacrificed everything that I have, as so many people at the grave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, everything that I have, my parents and everything may be sacrificed at this Mubarak place. Because if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had not come to the world, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had not endured all those difficulties and hardships and problems and tests and trials, and if his companions had not gone through all that, we would not have been taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this part of the world today. One person yesterday came, asked him, where you come from? Where do you stay? He said, Newlands. In Johannesburg, Newlands. So I said, yes, the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmaeen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed to them the message. Then he asked them, Allah hal ballaqtu, have I conveyed it? When they acknowledged that it was conveyed, then he said, fal yuballighu shahidul ghaib minkum. Fal yuballigh shahidul ghaib. Those who are present now they must carry it, they must go and convey it to those whom the message hasn't reached. So then the Sahabas from there went to new lands. Then they went to new lands. In different parts of the world you find the graves of the Sahaba Ikram. So he says, that is what I would do. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi haasil. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi haasil. Jahan wo hai wahi ay kaash mein jalwa fagan hota. If we have everything in this world, but if we don't have the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we have got nothing. It is all temporary. After some time it will all vanish, it will all disappear, it will all expire. There is an expiry date on all these things. It's only the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which will help us throughout in this world too, in the qabr too, in the akhirat too, until it take us to Jannah. خدا شاہد ہے کہ ہم سارے جہاں پر حکمراں ہوتے رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا. Allah Ta'ala is witness that we would have been ruling over the world if only we had practiced upon the teachings of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because we have distanced ourselves from the ahkam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because we have distanced ourselves from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the Shariat and from Deen, in our personal lives, in our families, in our society, in our homes, in our bazaars, in our marketplaces, our universities, colleges, institutions of learning, where can we really say that now there is some sign of the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being practiced? We take one or two things which suit our taste and we practice upon them. And then we consider ourselves to be very pious, very righteous, muttaqi of the highest caliber. Because we are making some salat, giving some zakat, fasting. But look at the rest of our lives. Where is that teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam? May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And in conclusion he says, yehi arzu, yehi hai arzu thaqib, yehi apni tamanna hai. Yehi hai arzu thaqib, yehi apni tamanna hai. کہ پیوندِ بقیِ پاک اپنا بھی بدن ہو. یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب, یہی اپنی تمنا ہے.
ke paivande baqiye paak apna bhi badan hota ke paivande baqiye paak apna bhi badan hota. So this is the only tamanna, this is the only arzu and the only desire that is left, that my body should also become a patch of the earth of Baqi, the Qabristan of Madina Sharif. The body must turn to dust there and become part of that earth and part of that ground upon which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's millions and billions of rahmat descend 24 hours of the day. We have been told that a Muslim's qabr is a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a pit fire from the pit fires of hell. So if an ordinary Muslim's qabr can be that, those who are pious and righteous, it can be a garden from the gardens of paradise, then what about Baqiya Gharqad? What about the Qabristan of Madina Sharif? What kind of gardens Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu must be in there? What kind of gardens Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's daughters Hazrat Ruqayya and others, Hazrat Fatima and others must be enjoying there? And all the Sahaba-i-Kiram, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's uncle and so many others, each one, what a kind of a garden. And the thousands of awliya who passed away there and are buried there. So that is the desire, that my body be also a patch of that earth and that ground. May Allah Ta'ala give us all an intense love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 illallahu illallah
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustaghithin, Ya Azal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Azal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Azal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Bi Rahmatika Nastaghith. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most generous Allah, most merciful Allah, most beneficent Allah, most tolerant Allah, most kind Allah, O my most beautiful Allah. We are extending our begging bowls before you, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, the more we beg of you, the more pleased and happy you become. If we don't beg of you become unhappy and displeased. Oh my beloved Allah, we acknowledge every sin of ours that we have committed from the time we became of age up till now. There is nothing that was hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. But how tolerant you are.
Ya Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are. In spite of all our sins, you gave us so much to eat and to drink and to wear and to travel about. Ya Allah, you blessed us with so much of your bounties and your ni'mats. Day and night you shower your ni'mats upon us. In spite of all our disobedience, you still blessed us with sight and with hearing and with speech, with our heart, liver and lungs all functioning, with our hands and feet. Oh my beloved Allah, with our heart and with our minds. How loving you are. How beautiful you are. How generous and kind you are. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, that is exactly what we are doing. We have extended our begging bowls before you. Ya Allah, you are the only one who is well aware of even the thoughts which are crossing our minds at this moment. Ya Allah, you are seeing us. You are listening to us. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Forgive each and every sin of ours. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins that we committed, oh my beloved Allah, major or minor. Whatever sins we committed, forgive them with your fazl, with your ihsan, with your kindness. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Ya Allah, the jannat, there is no shortage of space in jannat. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Oh my beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Use us, my beloved Allah, for spreading the winds of hidayat. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum badkar hai. Hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum napak aur gande hai, mere Allah. Hamare dil gande ho chuke hai. Ya Allah, lekin hum tere bande hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, we are your slaves, we are your servants. Ya Allah, our lives in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech, the ground on which we walk, the heavens and the earth, everything in your control. Ya Allah, whatever we may be, but we are your slaves. Where do we go, my Allah? If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy because of our sins, which other door is there that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? Ya Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. But if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy, then my beloved Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey mere Allah, there is no support for us besides your support. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Our lives are in your control. The hearts of the people are in your control. Ya Allah, we are seeking from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive us. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah, don't test us and try us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Ey Allah, hum kaise apna hisaab denge? Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, hum aitiraf-e-qusoor karte hai. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afw karna. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you all our weaknesses, shortcomings and sins. Ya Allah, out of your ihsan and kindness, Ya Allah, press the delete button over our sins. Ya Allah, you have given man the intelligence. Ya Allah, he has made the computer chip. It records billions of pieces of information. Ya Allah, one press of the delete button and everything is wiped out. Ya Allah, if you can give man that kind of technology, Ya Allah, press the delete button of our sins. Ya Allah, make the angels also forget whatever sins we have committed. Ya Allah, if it is the rights of people, give us the tawfiq to fulfill those rights, to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due, and to seek forgiveness from those that we have caused hurt and injury and pain and problem. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ay Allah, hum zafaif hai, hum kamzor hai, hum natawa hai, hum mareez hai. Ya Allah, we are sick, we are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, cure and shifa is in your hands. There is effect in dua and there is effect in dawa and medication, but cure lies in your hands. Ya Allah, dua aur dawa mein athar hai zarur, mareezon ki shifa lekin daste khuda mein hai. Ya Allah, bless us all with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Whosoever is in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us that is sick, Ya Allah, bless everyone with shifa. Ya Allah, bless us with spiritual shifa also. Our hearts have become diseased with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance, with envy, with jealousy. Oh my Allah, with evil passions and desires. In our namazes, evil passions and desires. In our tilawat, evil passions and desires. Making tawaf of the Baytullah Sharif, evil passions and desires. Standing at the Rosa Mubarak, Ya Allah, we are being bombarded by nafs and shaitan and evil passions and desires. Oh my beloved Allah, what have we made of our hearts? Ya Allah, we have made garbage bags of our hearts. Ya Allah, but who is there to change the condition of our hearts? Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram, they came from the backgrounds of Kufr, of Shirk, of Nifaq, somewhere from the Yahud, somewhere from the Nasara, somewhere from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a stage you elevated them to, my Allah. What a dramatic change in their lives that you yourself give assurance, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ya Allah, you pleased with them when they pleased with you. That Umar radiallahu ta'ala who sets out with a sword to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give him hidayat. Then he becomes Khalifa of the Muslimin. And Ya Allah, he sleeps at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Oh my beloved Allah, we are seeking from you. Press the delete button of our sins. Hum sabko paak kar de, saaf kar de. Purify each and every one of us. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Give us the himmat to throw out of our lives and our homes everything that has brought such kind of destruction to our morals. Ya Allah, give us the himmat. And oh Allah, you have given us the himmat. Give us the tawfiq to use that himmat. Ay mere Allah, hamare haal par raham farma. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki dunya, dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu, how long my Allah are we going to remain in drugs and in drinks? How long are we going to remain in adultery and in fornication? How long are we going to take wine and alcohol? How long the casinos and the discos and the rave clubs and the filth on the television screens and the Hollywood and the Bollywood films? Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that suddenly the angel of death is going to squeeze out the soul from our bodies. We don't know where he is going to meet us. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. What an embarrassment and shame and disgrace, my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco or cinema or popping drugs in our mouths or any kind of haram. When the time of our departure comes from this world, oh my beloved Allah, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Ya Allah, make us a patch of the graveyard of Madina Sharif. Ya Allah, the Rosa Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. Let our souls depart. Oh my beloved Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be the best day of our lives. Ya Allah, it is going to be the day of wisal and meeting you. Ya Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time, barakat in our wealth. Ya Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam, protect our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, family members, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Change the conditions of adversity to that of prosperity and happiness. Ya Allah, change the conditions of crime to the conditions of security. Ya Allah, change the conditions of weakness to the condition of strength. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you and begging of you, my beloved Allah. We are not presenting before you our amal and we are not presenting before you our ibadat. Ya Allah, we are presenting before you our mountains of sins. But you give men the technology of dynamite sticks and they blow up huge mountains, my beloved Allah, in seconds. Oh, my beloved Allah, blow away our mountains of sins. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if they are more than the grains of sand on earth, if they are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, Ya Allah, if it is more than the creation, then too, my Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, all the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما اجتماعات گشت تعلیم کو قبول فرما ان کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ مساجد مدارس خانقاہوں کی محنت کو قبول فرما یا اللہ سب کو ایک بنا دے اور نیک بنا دے یا اللہ make us all or use us all for the sake of your deen my beloved Allah unite the hearts of parents and children unite the hearts of parents and children unite the hearts of husbands and wives Unite the hearts of family members and the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, there's nothing but quarrels, arguments, disputes, friction, disunity. Ya Allah, we have torn the ummah to shreds and pieces. The enemies only came afterwards to devour whatever was left over. Ya Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, Muslims at the throats of Muslims. My beloved Allah, unite the communities, unite the different parties, unite the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. Ya Allah, unke haal par raham farma. Protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid Aqsa, protect all our masajid. Ya Allah, protect all dini institutions. Ya Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Oh my beloved Allah, let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Those who have made up their minds, they will never accept Islam and will continue with tyranny and persecution and oppression and suppression. Ya Allah, then unleash your azab upon them. Unleash your azab upon them. Make their lives miserable as they made the life of the innocent Muslims miserable. Ya Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, their ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Oh my beloved Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much of difficulties, hardships and troubles he went through. But he kept on praying for the ummat. Even his last moments on this earth, Ya Allah, his concern was ummat. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, the ummah in discos, rave clubs, cinemas, adultery, fornication, fraud, and all other kinds of haram. Even in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif, so much of fitnas. Ya Allah, how much of pain and injury we are causing. To rahmatul lil alameen. Rahmatul lil alameen. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that He asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the conditions of AIDS and drought and famine and other disasters around the globe. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Koi mujhse puche main kya mangta, koi mujhse puche main kya mangta, pe apne khuda se khuda mangta, pe apne khuda se khuda mangta, wo ho jaye mera, pe ho jao uska, wo ho jaye mera, pe ho jao uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.